Welcome to the You're in Charge podcast, prioritizing your self-care without sacrifice. I'm your host, Heather Dumas, healthy lifestyle strategist, owner and founder of HD Transformations Coaching Company. I am passionate about helping you juggle all the balls and look and feel like a badass doing it. Yoga, infertility, stress, meditation, they are all connected. And my friend Ashley is here to help us understand that and to share how she helps women work through the fertility battle, and also to help realign their spirits and their stress and their mind and their body and get it all reconnected again, because we tend to disconnect it as we go through life. So Ashley Holmes is a holistic fertility coach. She supports women struggling with infertility to create a fertile foundation within, bringing mind, body, and spirit into balance and alignment. Women are able to nourish themselves optimally and to conceive with ease. So welcome, Ashley.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. When I first met you, I kind of was like, wait, yoga and fertility, and like, how does that connect? And so tell us like how you landed on these things all connecting together.
Really, it was my own journey and my own struggles that allowed me to arrive where I am today. I say I did things the hard way. I have twins and I went the traditional route and used a fertility clinic, and it was a lot of stress and a lot of heartache, and it took a long time, versus on the flip side, conceiving naturally after landing on my yoga mat and really embodying a holistic approach, a holistic lifestyle, and really having that connection that you spoke about in mind, body, and spirit, which I didn't have the first time around, and realizing that everything I needed was within me, and I just needed to really tap into that.
I think that this is such a timely conversation, and why I wanted to talk to you about this, because of all the changes that are happening with the laws in the US around fertility, around IVF. We don't know from day to day what is going to happen, and modern science and modern medicine are amazing. Like you said, you got twins out of it, which is amazing. And a lot of families are blessed with babies out of that process, but a lot of people are not. And a lot of people struggle through it. And it really takes a toll on you mentally, physically, emotionally. I've heard it compared to cancer treatment, the IVF process, and the fertility treatment process. And no one wants to go through that. I think that finding a yoga mat, finding a way to do it the way we've been made to do it for thousands and thousands and thousands of years since humanity was on earth, to me sounds like a way better way to do it. I'm always all about doing things the way that our bodies are supposed to do it. I know the stress can be for sure a factor. I always talk about stress and how it affects your hormones and that sort of thing. So tell me what your approach with this is. Tell me how you help reduce the stress of this process.
We all have stress in our lives, and oftentimes we don't have the tools and resources to navigate and to move through that stress. And therefore, it's just accumulating in our bodies, and our bodies are endlessly releasing these stress hormones unbeknown to us. It really impacts and influences the way that our whole systems are functioning and interacting with each other. And we want to be moving away from this endless release of stress hormones to relaxation hormones. And that's really how meditation and yoga and all of this sort of energy medicine can really help you to find that balance and that alignment and a reset, because it's not a one and done thing. But when you have this, you can give this to yourself and know what you need for yourself to recenter, to realign, to recalibrate, and to bring your nervous system out of fight or flight mode into rest and digest mode, because that's where you optimally need to be in order to conceive with ease. Otherwise, it's really an uphill battle.
I have talked about that specifically, but I love how you just put that, because you do need to be in a relaxed state to conceive. And I don't think we ever think about that part of it. We think about the stuff we learned in high school biology class, and we think about all the stuff that our parents told us about, don't get pregnant, got to do this so you don't get pregnant, blah, blah, blah. We very rarely tie our high stress lifestyle to, let's call it, fertility or hormonal issues. I've done summits on it. I've done all kinds of stuff on it, because it's so important to me to get that information out there, that if you're under stress, the very first thing that gets messed up is your hormones that affect your menstrual cycle and your ability to get pregnant. And the very first thing your body says is, uh-oh, there's not good stuff happening here. We can't bring a baby into this. We're not getting enough food. We're not getting enough exercise. We're not getting enough daylight. Our heart rate's too high. Our blood pressure's too high. Of course, you're not going to get pregnant, right? Our bodies are actually really, really smart, in that way. That being said, I know myself and most of the women who follow me are not super down that woo path. I definitely had to be, I won't say drug into it, but I tiptoed, and it took me a long time to get into the energy medicine and into the idea that energy actually is a thing and it's not just these crazy hippies chanting and doing weird things. So what are some ways that you can control your own energy? We've talked a little bit about yoga and stuff, but what are some other things that we can do?
It's really important to finally come to the realization that we're more than our physical body and that you can work with more than your physical body. You tap into your energy body and you eventually get to your bliss body, and then things flow more easily and you don't feel so stressed and like you have no control over what is happening to you, your life, and all of the things that are on your roller coaster ride. And you shift that locus of control from external to internal. You focus on all of the things that are within your control: your nourishment, your movement, your breath work. And you begin to see these changes really, really quickly when you begin to implement this, especially if it hasn't been a way of being for you for a long time. And so yin yoga is really beneficial in the way that it's similar to acupuncture. Many women go to acupuncture for fertility, but it works and it opens your meridian lines in the same way. And there's just a different way that we can do things. And it's really bringing in this yin aspect when we're so yang. And yoga nidra is a fabulous meditation for your stress and to work with all of the layers. They're called koshas in yoga, all of the layers of your being, so that you can reset. You are getting out of that fight or flight mode and you're really rebalancing. And it's a deeply healing practice that anybody can do, and you can't do it wrong. So that is my beginning place for anyone who says, I can't meditate.
I love that, because I'm a perfectionist and I know all the women I help, they are perfectionists. Perfectionism has gotten a bad rap. I actually just read a book that said that perfectionism and the pursuit of perfection is very different than like compulsively needing to be perfect. And I think that distinction is important, because I want to pursue perfection in everything I do. I want to be really good at everything I do. And so that is what held me back from yoga. That is what held me back from meditation. I've told the story many times of how I got into meditation, was that I was like, okay, I need to figure out how to do this. So I'll hire a coach because I want to be good at it right away. I'm not going to just wing it, right? But you said some things there that I probably went over a lot of people's heads. So will you tell us what yin and yang and yoga nidra, tell us what all three of those are?
Yin and yang is, you've all seen the symbol, I'm sure. And for the longest time, I'll just use myself for an example. I didn't think that I would teach hot yoga, or I'd do a hot yoga class and I would leave, because I didn't think that lying on a bolster or slowing down or doing any of those things were going to help me. And I didn't need those things. And so I approached it from a very masculine sort of energy. And the yin is more feminine and it's more yielding and it's more slowing and it's our shadow side. And it's sometimes those places that we don't want to look at within us, but are still a part of us, and learning to bring those to the surface and love ourselves through them instead of shying away from them or not looking at those parts of ourselves.
And I can see why that would tie into fertility, because the masculine energy is that energy of like control and make happen and do, which is amazing. I carry a lot of masculine energy, but I had to learn to be in my feminine chill out energy and my more nurturing to myself. I'm great at nurturing everyone else, but I had to be good, learn to nurture myself. And I think that if you're trying to get pregnant, clearly being in that control, wound up, like go energy, I mean, you don't have to be in this world, and you don't have to be an expert in this to know that that's probably not a great place to conceive a baby. Being in that more nurturing, relaxed, welcoming energy of the yin would definitely help you get pregnant, for sure. I'm doing all the things and it's not working. I hear that all the time. So I created something to help you figure that out. I created a quick quiz, takes you 2 minutes, go through, answer the questions, and I'm going to tell you why it's not working. And for fun, I'm going to tie it to your favorite 90s sitcom character. Well, she may not be your favorite, but she likely struggles the same as you. If you're busy juggling work and family and trying to take care of yourself and it's not working, you need to take my lifestyle quiz. It is free. It is 2 minutes. And like I said, I'll send you a personal response back telling you exactly what you need to do to make it work. Grab it on my website. Back to the conversation. So then what's Yoga Nidra?
Yoga Nidra is a meditation that is set up in a specific way that your subconscious will take whatever it needs to from the practice and apply it to you. So you cannot do it wrong. Even if you fall asleep, that is not the goal or the intention, but you will still receive benefits. So it is a beautiful place to start, and it has so many benefits, especially if anyone is suffering from PTSD or has trauma in their past. It is really helpful for them to help work through that in a way that isn't traumatizing.
And my understanding of it is you lay on your mat and then your yoga instructor kind of guides it.
It's guided. It's not something that you would really do for yourself because there's a process in a way that you work through your whole entire being and there's a body scan and you bring in all sorts of different aspects to it. And it's like yogic sleep and you're able to just have sort of this inner peace that you may have not even known or experienced or tapped into before.
I know for me, if I get horizontal, I pass out. So I'm glad to hear that there are benefits if you do happen to fall asleep, because I have to remain vertical until bedtime or I'm out. And it's because I'm going 1,000 miles an hour all the time. And I know a lot of the women that are listening, watching, and that I help are the same way. So thank you for saying that. Also, interesting that our subconscious takes what we need out of it and we don't have to actively make that happen. That instantly makes me kind of relax when I think about that, because when I think about doing something new where I'm going to quote unquote fix myself or I'm going to heal myself or I'm supposed to learn something, like I instantly go into that masculine, like, okay, I need to do it right and I need to know exactly what I'm supposed to take out of this and exactly how to do it. And I start doing the thing. Do people struggle? Especially type A women like myself, do they struggle with releasing that need to control it?
I think initially, but it's like a practice like everything else. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes and the more you reap from it and the more that you will come back to it. You know, it's something that I often still do for myself, even after all these years, because it's just the perfect little reset. And as a new mom, or if you have children, it is equivalent to 4 hours of sleep when you do 20 minutes. So that in itself,
that's the selling point right there. You should have led with that. You should have led with do this and you'll feel like you slept for 4 hours.
It is the perfect reset for just like, it doesn't have to be a long sort of drawn out thing. And it gives you time. It doesn't take time. And I think that's the thing that we often don't realize is what this is doing internally for us in the long term, in the long run.
Yeah, that is a battle that everyone fights when they're trying to prioritize their own self-care. It's going to take too much time. It's going to be too big of a commitment. It's going to be too hard. And I love the way that you frame this, that it doesn't take from you, it gives to you. Because I think that applies to all self-care, even a rigorous workout. It may feel like it's taking your energy, but then you give yourself half an hour after you leave the gym and you feel like you could climb another mountain. It's interesting how we get in our own way with that kind of stuff.
Yes, you know? We do. We like, tell ourselves a story and we believe that story.
Yeah, I don't want to sleep because I'm going to miss out on something. When if I just slept, I could get so much more done. I could be more productive when I got up. If I take a 20-minute power nap or whatever. If I go to yoga, yes, it's going to take half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever, out of my day. But what is it going to give me? So much more. If I take the time to sit down and eat, which is a concept that many of my ladies don't. They're like, what? No, I can eat while I drive. Multitasking.
No.
How much better you're going to feel, how much more your body's going to take from that food than what you're going to get out of trying to drive and multitask while you're shoving the food down your throat. Awesome.
We need to go there.
I know.
Things right? to say about that.
Well, say, tell me.
The sister science to yoga is Ayurveda. And so Ayurveda is the science of the mind and the body together. And so working with them together, not separate, they are not separate of one another. And so in Ayurveda, main points of practice are that you are sitting when you're eating, that you are mindful when you're eating. You're not on the go. You're not on the move. You are present with what you are doing at that point in time. You're not scrolling. You're not watching TV. You're not driving. You are present and in the moment, and you will receive more from what you're consuming when you do so.
I can hear so many people being, oh no, I can do this and I can do that. And I can't imagine just sitting still. That's a waste of time. Like, I need to answer my emails. And what's the problem with answering my emails while I'm chewing my sandwich?
Because you're not getting the nutrients you need from the food that you're consuming that is so good for you when you're doing that. I will leave you with the sentiment that I was taught is that death looks over your shoulder when you're standing and eating. So be your reminder that it is important. I am constantly telling my kids to sit down when they're eating.
Death looks over your shoulder while you're standing and eating. Okay, so my background is in restaurants. And when you work in a restaurant, you don't sit ever. You stand and shove stuff every time you can get a bite in. That's when you do it because you don't get... Oh man, all my friends in the restaurant world, listen to that, please. Death is looking over your shoulder. So sit your ass down and chew. I'll contribute my understanding and explanation of that as well, is when you are distracted, when you are doing other things, you are turning off your ability to sense when you're full. So you tend to eat more. Especially like if you're at a movie theater, have you ever noticed how like fast you can put down a thing of popcorn, a massive thing of popcorn, and you're like, what happened? And the previews are still going. That's called distracted eating. And that's where we end up eating way more than we intended to or need to. The other thing is when you're standing up and walking around and doing other things, you are firing that stress response, which stops your body, what Ashley was saying, from absorbing the nutrients. Because when you're under stress and when you're on the go, your body does not need to digest. It does not feel like digestion is critical to survival. So if you think of like a tiger chasing you, we don't need to digest our food. We are going to be the food if we don't move. It sends sugar into your muscles. It spikes up your heart rate, spikes up your blood pressure, shuts down your ability to think logically, because again, no need. So if you put that in the context of sitting and eating your lunch today, why would I want to eat lunch in the same state that my body would be if a tiger was chasing? I think we just need to sometimes have that comparison of like, hello, you would never choose to like eat a sandwich and run from a tiger simultaneously. Yeah, we do that every single day. And I am hugely guilty of it. I still find myself in that position and I have to remind myself, sit down, chew, breathe, don't inhale.
Yes. Slow down what you're eating.
Yeah.
And again, chew your food instead of inhaling your food. Yeah. These are all things that we know, yet often we're not applying them. So it's really just being conscious and aware of what we are doing day in and day out and catching ourselves and making the conscious choice to sit down, to slow down, to be mindful.
And that just doesn't sound like fun when you're a type A high achiever kind of person. It's like, ugh. All right, let's pause for a second and talk about protein. Now, there's a lot of debate about carnivore, vegan, all of that stuff. What I want to tell you is you can get protein from plants and from animals. But if you want to get your protein from plants, it needs to be the right plants. That's why I have a vegan protein that is delicious. It mixes easily and it is made from the right plants. It is made from chia seed, sacha inchi seeds, pea protein, and cranberry seeds. And you're like, what? Cranberries? Yes, they have protein. If you can buy the right ones, they do what your body needs. And the best part is it tastes good because it's sweetened with stevia, not a bunch of fillers, not sugar, nothing else. It's not a bunch of crap. Grab yours on my website today, test it out, and let me know what you think. Now back to the conversation. So how do you convince someone like myself other than by telling me logically that's what I need to do? When you see someone like myself that clearly is not implementing, I am implementing that stuff, but myself, let's say myself 10 years ago, she was running restaurants, eating standing up, juggling little kids, sleeping very little, working a ton. What do you tell that person?
I think it's really important to notice your state of being always when you're eating, and to notice where you are and where you want to be, and to change where you are to where you want to be. Because when you notice, doesn't feel good when you're rushing and you're like, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough space. You feel that in your body. You just feel this tension. And it's like when you become aware of that, just to take the time. It's going to give you time, not take your time. And it's so important. And it's a theme through everything that we do. And it really is just a mindful way of being and living that is sustainable, that is improving your vitality, not in the short term, in the long term. And it's more of a lifestyle approach than a quick fix or a Band-Aid approach.
Yes. And you know, I'm all about healthy lifestyle. This is what you do for the rest of your life. This is not a 90-day challenge or a 30-day challenge or I'm just going to do it for a few weeks and see if it works. It's not about that, right? And that's why they call yoga a practice. You get better at it. And meditation is a practice. You get better at it. I never in a million years would have thought that I would love yoga and meditation as much as I do. My 10-year-ago self that I was just talking about, she would have looked at me like I had 12 heads if I said I love that stuff. And it's because I did. I took the time to do it, to understand what it would give me. And now, can I tell you, when I don't get it in, I pay for it. I pay for it big time. Yoga Nidra, how long does that take?
20 minutes minimum is recommended. And you can do it for hours. You could have it on all night if you so choose and if your partner will tolerate it. But there are ones for insomnia. There are ones for things that you are struggling with or could be struggling with, like anxiety or insomnia, or you can pick it for anything that you like. You can do it for your chakras. You can do it for any numerous things to receive the benefits for, and that comes back to being conscious and aware of what am I struggling with? Where do I need help and support right now in this moment? And give that to yourself.
Yeah, I love
that. It's really that permission to give that to yourself.
20 minutes equals 4 hours. That sounds like a good ROI, if you ask me. Done. And you can do it at your house. You don't have to be somewhere, right? You don't have to go somewhere to do it. Yeah, amazing.
No, absolutely not.
To bring this back to the fertility thing. So you had your twins with help, and then you had another child. Good old fashioned way.
Good old fashioned way. So, very easy, very quickly, very naturally. To shed light on that, you know, the first time was a high risk pregnancy, high stress, an emergency C-section, all of the things that aren't necessarily ideal or that you don't want to have or to be the way that it goes. But that is the way that it went, because that's the state of being I was in at that point in time of my life. And so on the flip side, conceiving naturally, I was in the midst of all of this training at the time. So really, I had a Buddha baby within me because he got all of this, you know, Zen training that I was a part of. And, you know, hiking when my water broke and being back at baby and me 10 days later was night and day difference and truly empowering of what I was capable of and what my body was capable of. So from being out of tune and not listening to my body and not understanding my body to having a completely different perception and capability. Honestly, I feel like I didn't take my first breath until I was pregnant in a labyrinth barefoot outside one day when, from a clear ego perspective, I couldn't keep up. I couldn't keep pace. What was going on? And all of these things were going on in my mind. And it was like, oh, as many times as a yoga teacher says, move with your breath, follow your breath, all of those things. I finally felt like, oh, I took my first breath because I finally landed in my body and I finally listened and slowed down and gave my body what it needed versus from an ego perspective of trying to fit into a box and keep up and do all of the things that we think we're meant to do to be a yogi.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. When I first started doing yoga and the instructor would be like, move with your breath. I was like, what the hell does that mean? Move with your breath. It is kind of weird when you have not been in your body. And I think at that point, I was definitely not in my body. I was still working out really hard, doing all the things, but I was, my brain and my soul were separate. Like they were just completely disconnected. You know, you always hear these stories of people that go through years and years of fertility treatments, and then they finally give up and then it happens. And I think it's because they finally stop with the stress. They finally just let go and relax and just, okay, take that breath. And then boom, baby.
There is something to be said for it's just a different energy and a different dynamic. And surrender is a big piece and part of it. And we're not taught that. We really have to learn that. And that was sort of my learning on my yoga mat was how to surrender, how to let go, how to have peace within when I didn't for a long time. That truly gave me all the things that I was seeking that I couldn't find the first time around. And the support that I really wanted after leaving the clinic was the mental and emotional support, because when you're introducing all these foreign chemicals to your body that you're not used to, it is a huge roller coaster ride. Yeah. And for myself, it was completely foreign and I didn't have what I was seeking to help navigate all of that.
That's a huge point too, is when our bodies, like I said, are designed to do this. We really don't need man, because let's be honest, it's mostly men that think that they need to control this, to come in there and fiddle with it and think that they can do better. Do people struggle with it? 100%. And is it amazing for the people that really, really need it? 100%. But I think with all things medical, it gets put out there that that's the only way. That if you want to lose weight, you've got to take a shot because you're not going to lose it any other way. And if you want to get pregnant and it's not happening immediately, then you got to go take some more shots and you got to take some drugs and you got to let us get up in there and do the thing. There's just a lot of things with the health and wellness world that the solution is a pill, a shot, a treatment, instead of, like you said, connecting with our body and giving our body what it needs, which sometimes, very often, is just to chill out, just to sit down, take a breath, chew our food, be aware of what's happening around us, not be so focused on the emails and the kids' schedules and the texts and the news and the whatever that's always coming at us, to actually like shut that out and just be focused on ourselves for a minute.
Yes, it's so important to prioritize yourself during this process and to really take that time and energy. And I say that everybody should do something for their mind, body, and spirit daily. It is so important. And what that means to me will be completely different from what it means to you, but it will help you move through this process. And we all have stress, and you can navigate things when you're grounded and centered in who you are and not be so thrown by the obstacles that come along the way.
I love it. Well, awesome, Ashley. Thank you so much. So if people need to connect with you, if they want to know more about the 20-minute magic that gives them 4 hours of of sleep, or if they want to have a baby and they don't want to have to struggle with all the other stuff they've been struggling with, or maybe they've been struggling and they need some help, how do they find you? How do you help them? Tell us all the things.
So all of my work is customized and one-to-one. So it's meeting you where you're at, because everybody that comes to me is in a different space and place. And I honor that, because no journey is the same and you are not the same. So
especially not with this stuff. Absolutely.
Especially not with this stuff. So it's really important to have a customized approach, and especially to sort of heal any loss that has come before, whether it's miscarriage or failed rounds of IVF. I don't think there's enough space and grace given for that to move through that. And because it's not acknowledged oftentimes by society. So to heal and move through that before sort of focusing on the rest of it, because you're still carrying that if you haven't moved through and processed it. So I would love to offer you a free meditation, a yoga nidra meditation on Vibely. That's V-I-B-L-Y. It's a health and wellness platform. My coaching is on there. There are yoga classes on there that you are welcome to come try.
There you go.
Think into them and settle into them and feel the benefits that they give.
I love that. Well, I will definitely have that link in the show notes on the podcast and available for everyone to join you for that, because why not? Why not test it out? See if it helps you out. It certainly isn't going to hurt you. That's for sure.
No. There's no side effects for anything that I offer. There's no negative side effects. It's only positive benefits, you know? So what you do for your health and well-being has a positive ripple effect for the long term.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, thanks, Ashley.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you're in charge. You're the only one who can create the life and the body you desire. You and only you. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to cheer you on and occasionally to give you the kick in the ass you need to make it happen. But at the end of the day, it's up to you. If you found value in today's episode, please hit subscribe. It'll bring all the newest episodes to the top of your list. You won't have to worry about it. One less thing. And I would love for you to share it with your most stressed out, frazzled friend. She needs it even more than you do. If you have a question or a topic that you'd like me to cover, reach out, shoot me a message on any of the socials or directly on my website. I would love to hear your idea, your question, and I'm always looking for new ones. Until next time, keep being the badass you are, and remember, you are in charge.